problems with you people. Now, you're going to hear about it.
All right, so welcome to the Pinstripe Alley Podcast Special Festivus Edition. Yes, we're doing a special Festivus for the Rest of Us podcast because, well, we need to air some Festivus thoughts here. Happy Festivus to my co-host, Tanya, Andrew, and Jason. Say hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Happy Festivus.
Yes, happy Festivus. This is just a special holiday thing we're doing because we thought it'd be fun, and it's kind of our end-of-the-year quick podcast. And we thought Festivus would be a great topic because, well, one, I'm a huge Seinfeld fan, as you could tell by my both Twitter handle and my previous I'm Giving You a Raise, which everyone loved. Everyone.
No one didn't love it.
That's right. And so we're just going to go right into it. As always, Festivus starts with the airing of grievances. And it's certainly been a year for grievances. Why don't you start, Waffles?
Well, somebody has to say that we have problems with you people.
Okay. Well, go for it.
I didn't mean me.
You meant someone else.
Gather yeah. around the Festivus pole. I got a lot of problems with you people, and you're going to hear about it.
There you go.
Bravo. Bravo.
You have the aluminum pole, Greg?
Oh, easily, yeah. It's right next to me.
So, am I first?
Yes, Waffles, you are first. Airing of grievances, go.
My first grievance is the injuries of 2013. I have yes. a lot of problems with those people. And yep. the fact that everyone got hurt and a pitching machine killed one of our players.
He deserved it.
Tumblr, no.
And that it made us play really bad people instead. Hate you. Okay.
All right. Okay. It was a horrible year for injuries, I agree. Andrew, your first airing of grievance, go.
My first airing of grievance is going to Randy Levine of Sideburns and also for Ichiro.
That is a valid grievance.
Ichiro is kind of like a dual airing of grievance here because he should be retired.
Would it kill you to take a walk, bro?
Would it kill you to take a retirement, bro? Or just say, I demand to be traded back to the Mariners?
Please.
Do the honorable thing.
Or just steal Tanaka and take the trop into the sun.
Do that.
All right, Jason. Your first airing of grievance.
I have a real problem with the existence of Eduardo Nunez.
There it is.
And not to that
and there it is.
So, yeah, he should probably, like, I don't know, stop existing at some point.
Just die.
No, not necessarily.
He doesn't have to die. He just has to get off his team.
Just get off my team and stop existing. Because
stop existing.
You've had enough chances. You've blown enough chances. Time for someone else to get in here and blow their chance.
Hey, he just needs...
He's going to be really good in like 500 at-bats.
He needs a couple thousand more plate appearances.
He needs 10,000 plate appearances.
Yogi Berra really digs his swing.
Because Yogi Berra... We should listen to Yogi Berra because, you know, he's not, I don't know, 900 in and probably out of his mind. But, yeah.
He confused Jeter and Nunez.
Probably. That kid, Jeter, he's going to be something. But yeah, Eduardo Nunez, I got a real grievance with you, and I hate you.
All right. I guess my first grievance would be with the Rays for their Olmec San thing of Mariano Rivera, and like the worst possible gift you could give this man.
It was so Rays.
Insulting.
Yeah, it's downright insulting.
I love how Rivera was just like, yeah, I'm going to leave this year. Clean it up.
I'm not taking 5 pounds of sand with me.
It was really horrendous.
Yes.
And it looked like Olmec.
It really looked like Olmec.
Way to go, man.
Let's rock. You could try going through the shrine of the silver monkey.
Which you will fail at because you suck, child.
It was 3 freaking pieces. I don't understand how many people like did so badly on that show. My God.
A base that's like square, a middle that's like round, and then a head. It's not that hard.
With a head with a giant, you put this pole through the other holes. It's like real simple.
They like put the head on first. It's like, you moron.
I don't think this grievance has anything to do with the Rays anymore.
It does.
It all connects.
They were like the freaking temple guards that come out and scare the living crap out of them.
No, they were the inferior kids who like never made it on. They were not the silver snakes.
No, they were more like the blue bear.
They were like the purple parrots. Like,
yeah, that's
nobody like ever wanted to be the purple parrots.
Forgot they were.
I'd go with red jaguars or silver snakes too. But yeah, no, F you, Rays. Your gift sucked. You've dishonored Mo, and your team is... No, really, your stadium is awful. All right, next grievance, Waffles.
I had a real problem with Jabba Chamberlain.
Get a bone to pick
and
with it.
And that mustache.
Oh, that's right.
About Jabba that dude.
And he yelled at Mo.
Oh.
Like...
Who are you?
Who does that?
You grow that mustache, and then you have the balls to yell at Rivera. Like,
the audacity.
You grew that mustache. That takes away your right to talk to anyone ever again, really. I hope that the midges follow him
to Detroit.
Just eat him.
Well, hey, he'll be playing in Cleveland a lot more.
Exactly. I hope they just like cart him off one
day. I hope they just continually run that footage whenever he pitches.
They just pick him up and take him away.
It'd take a lot of midges, but
they got enough. All the midges a swarm.
Yes.
You also probably have a bit of a problem with the way he pitched.
Who's next, Andrew or Jason? I forget.
I'm next. I have a real problem with Travis Ishikawa.
Oh, it's not Travis Ishikawa's fault. He was taken.
It's all his. The season is all his. He went 0-2 with these strikeouts.
The curse of Travis Ishikawa.
Boo!
Boo!
Oh God.
So much offense in like 48 hours of the Yankees.
But like
I was at like his first game. I think his only game.
Yeah, it was his only game. But he was just kind of like a symbol, of like the crappy players that the Yankees had to bring in that were all just
Well, that was the best. I went with my friend to that game, and they were going through the lineup, and he just goes, "Who are those people?" He's like, "I don't know."
Probably the days of like Luis Cruz and Brett Lillard.
Oh my God!
I feel Christmas. Like Ishikawa was a like Cashman lost a bet or something. Like,
fine.
The loser has to pick up Ishikawa.
And play him.
And it's like, oh, god damn it. Well, we don't really got any better options, so might as well.
All right, Jason, next grievance.
Oof. I knocked out my main one right there.
I'm surprised you didn't say Nunez again.
Okay. I got a real problem with Mason Williams. Dude kind of sucks. And he's like supposed to be one of our top prospects, and he's just not good. And it would be really nice if the Yankees could trade him for something useful before he completely just sucks. Because I'm feeling that he's gonna, you know, start to reach, you know, he's gonna be in Double A. He didn't do that great in Double A, and I feel like he's just gonna continue to kind of just like not do great and be like, well, you know. He's got all this potential, but it's like, nah, he's not going to reach it. So, Mason Williams, don't really like you.
Also, the whole DUI thing, that wasn't really cool.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I forgot about that. That DUI shit. Dude, check your shit.
Check yourself before you wreck yourself?
Yeah, before you wreck yourself and somebody else.
All right. My next grievance is definitely for one defensive warlock, Chris Stewart.
Oh, man. How did it take us this long to get to him?
We had to endure a whole season of that man. Like, a whole season.
He was dehydrated.
This man struck out on 2 pitches. Or 2 strikes. Yep. He's dehydrated. He was awful, like, in every sense of the word. And we had him for a whole year.
As a starter.
And even when they brought up other people, like Romine and Murphy, they still played Chris Stewart.
Even though he can't be trusted to even properly hydrate his body.
Yes. To take drinks of water. Your basic survival instinct, like, hey, maybe I should have a swig of, you know, liquid, water, something.
Life's sustenance, nope.
No, I'll just drink this sand instead. Probably took a swig of Olmec's face. Grabbed Mo's nose off of that thing and poured it into a gin.
They found him, like, face down in the statue.
You know, Alfonso Soriano.
Dripping out of his mouth.
Alfonso Soriano had like 100 fewer plate appearances than Chris Stewart, and he had 40 more total bases.
Poor.
God. Remember that time he hit a double? And like,
it took it till like the end of June.
Like, it looked like he was dying. It's like, oh my God, what did I do?
Or when he homered.
Remember that time he turned a strikeout into two runs?
On an error.
Oh,
yeah.
That was a... Oh my God, yes.
Remember that time he dropped a pitch down the middle?
That was most that of was the time.
That was all the times.
I'll say this. I was at... I both called a Chris Stewart home run this year, and me and LTL were at the game. We're at one of the games where he actually hit a home run. So... And he hit four home runs, so that tells you like what you need to know about Chris Stewart. He's awful. And I got a lot of problems with Chris Stewart, and I'm really happy he's not on the team.
Boom.
And I'm really happy we got something actually almost remotely valuable for him.
I'd have taken water.
Yeah, but we actually got a live human being.
I would have taken Ricardo Quiñones.
All right, Waffles, next grievance.
My next grievance is with CC Sabathia.
Ooh.
Dude. Like,
the f-
what is your deal? Most of the time, people get better when they're not, like, morbidly obese. But you, sir, suck a lot. And we're paying you a lot of money. You get more money in a day than my sweet blogger coin pays me in, like, 3 years.
Stop lying. You know you get a lot for that sweet blogger coin.
Stop sucking. Like, go eat some Captain Crunch. Like, I hope that you just, like, sit at your Christmas table and eat everything. Like, eat a whole roast beast. And get fat again, because apparently that's what it takes for you to be good.
Yeah. No disagreement here. He needs to get better, fatter, weighter.
Something.
Something. Health certainly isn't the answer.
Apparently not.
All right. Andrew, next grievance.
Okay, I got a real problem with J.A. Happ.
J.A.Happ.
Because that destroyed Curtis Granderson's season in February.
And again, in, like, what was it, March or April he came back? No, May.
Yeah, but that was some guy on the that wasn't. But oh, then there was a, then there was a time that he hit Cano, and we thought...
You thought it was Happ again.
Yeah, that was Happ.
It was always Happ.
And that was Happ again.
Yeah.
And we were like, okay, we are actually going to, like, lead the assault. That was, yeah, I got a lot of problems with J.A. Happ. And actually, I'll also use this as an opportunity to take a umbrage with Curtis Granderson's hand, too. Because, seriously, ruined his
hand. Are you made so out weak? Of Chris Stewart?
Pretty much. His hand is dehydrated. That's why it's so brittle.
No, seriously. Back to my other grievance with Stewart. How did he not get injured? Out of all the people I would have liked to get injured the entire year,
it's
he was
never
not
the
one.
One it's never the ones you want to get injured. It's always the other people.
There was that, even, there was that
even,
time.
He even cock-teased an injury where he was out for a day. He's like, wait, is he going to be out for a while? No, I'm back in the days.
I'm good.
There was that one time in like June when he was out for a week, and that was when Romine was just not doing anything. He went like over the week.
You blew your chance, Romine.
That was it. Get Stewart back in there.
Meanwhile, Tara Murphy's like, what do I gotta do?
I'm right down here, guys. Hello?
And then Jason tries
to get anybody see me? Can anybody hear me?
Jason, your next grievance.
Too many. I had a good... Oh, I got a problem with Jason Nix. He fell down that one time. He fell down. We took did we take Alex Rodriguez out of the lineup?
He pinch ran for A-Rod.
Yeah, and then he fell down in the middle of Chicago.
And Alexi laughed at him.
And
didn't
then...
that cost us the game too?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was that was the last game in the series, and they got swept by the White Sox. That was like the low point of the season.
That really was like the lowest point of the season. And the season had a lot of low points.
I mean, we got swept by the Mets.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, back then, I mean, when you really looked at it, back then, our lineup outside of, if you take Cano out of our lineup back then, they were really not much that better. They weren't that much better than the Mets.
It was a AAA lineup.
Yeah.
With Cano in it.
Well, that was
Cano was in AAA all year.
That was around when I think Mark Teixeira and Euclid came back too soon from injury, and they were horrible.
Yay!
Milo Verbe was like playing right field or something.
Mark Teixeira hit a couple home runs, and everyone was like, "Oh my god, Mark Teixeira!" And then he like died.
He did die.
R.I.P.
Yeah.
All right. So yours is any more on Knicks that you want to get out?
When he broke his hand, it was like completely called it. Like when it hit off his hand, I was just like, "Yep, that's broken." Bye. See you next year.
Maybe.
No, they're gonna sign him. Watch. They're gonna sign him to something. A 6-year deal.
For the vesting option.
The vesting option. All right, I'm done with Knicks. Get him away from me.
All right. I got a problem with Phil Hughes.
Oh god.
He like just let me down. Like this was really his like last year to show me he could do anything, and the only thing he could do was give up home runs and just pitch really badly.
That's something.
He played really well. I guess that is Sox, though, man. You know.
But what a letdown. That's just such a shame. Maybe he'll do well on Target Field. I don't care. He ruined it.
He's not our problem anymore.
He certainly is not.
That's a victory in itself.
We'll come to the feats of strength later. But yeah, no, Phil Hughes let me down in a season where he needed him. Maybe he, I don't know, maybe he just sucks some of CeCe's awfulness. And no, Phil Hughes was just such a letdown. I wanted him to be good too, but oh well.
We all did.
So yeah, so I got problems with Phil Hughes. Waffles. Next grievance.
I got a real problem with everyone that had any connection, present, past, or future, with Biogenesis.
Yeah.
That was an interesting month or five, wasn't it?
Because
Saga.
If I, and it's not even an if, the next time I have to write an article about it, I'm probably going to throw something out a window.
Not your dog, right?
Not my dog.
Okay.
But something. Because I am so sick of this stupid story that is going on forever. And, like, it is out of a bad movie. Like, every time something comes up new, it is more ridiculous and absurd. And, like, there's, like, Miami dudes at a tanning salon and
getting tricked.
Like you just can't even make it up.
Breaking into cars.
A-Rod like power walking out of the courtroom.
Going on micro.
Going straight to Princess's office.
Ranting about brunch.
I did it.
The man from Milwaukee.
Oh, he's got some grievances with the man from Milwaukee too.
Oh man. Well, he was included, yeah. But he can be his own. But like, I just it Fred needs to hurry up. Basically.
Come on, yeah. Fred's a good guy.
I don't even care that it's the holidays, Fred. Like, you know what you want to do.
Yo, Fred,
cough it up. Let us know.
Yeah, like, so come on, dude. Like, make a decision. I don't even care what the decision
no, I don't
is
care.
At this point.
I don't even care. Just,
I just want it.
Just come
want
up.
Want it done with.
Like, stop, Fred. Fred.
Dude. Fred. All right. Fred. Andrew, next grievance.
I got a real problem with Kevin Euclid and his damn ugly face. I was cautiously optimistic about Kevin Euclid going into the season. And
I thought it was going
to
be good.
Yeah, and like I thought, you know, maybe in a lesser role where he wouldn't have to play as much and like be relied upon, he could have been okay. But no, he broke after his back started hurting after like, what, 15 games? And then he rehabbed too quickly, and then he died. And it was like, wow, that was a wonderful use of $12 million, guys.
$12 million! $12 million!
And I'm just like, ugh. Yeah, even after, like, I was willing to forgive him for all those years of being so annoying with the Red Sox. And he just goes on and does that. And it's just like, oh, God, never set foot in the United States ever again.
And he won't.
Or I will sick Nicolas Cage on you.
What?
Yes.
What?
Dude, is his grievance. Just let it.
Nicolas Cage will find a national treasure in Kevin Euclid's bowels.
Ugh.
Okay.
Wow. Your fantasy porn.
Sexy SweetFoulPorn.com.
Oh,
Jason, what is your next grievance?
My next grievance is with who should be next? Vernon Wells.
Ugh. That
guy sucked a dick. He was terrible. Like he had what a good like what 3 weeks?
Yeah, in April.
Everyone was like,
so did the rest of the Yankees.
Pinstripe magic. Oh my god, look at it. Whatever. And then it was like, nope, just kidding.
He's actually somehow worse than he was with the Angels.
Yeah, he was actually like less serviceable than you could even imagine he would be. And then the Yankees kept playing him because they really didn't have anybody else to play. And he was just terrible all the goddamn time. He was never not bad. So, yeah, I have a real problem with that. Asshole. Considering the Yankees went out of their way to trade for you for no stupid reason. Because they had to make sure that, like, people knew who the hell their right fielder was. Like, oh my god, who was our right fielder? Oh, Vernon Wells. Oh, I've heard of him.
Unless we actually play Brennan Bosch.
God. Solo Almonte? No.
Thomas Neal? Get out.
So, yeah.
Alright. My next grievance, I got a problem with Reed Brignac. And basically, just what Reed Brignac represents, because just he's the face of all the people we had playing the left side of the infield this year. I lost count at one point, and my god.
I think we had 8 shortstops.
Yeah. What? How many third basemen do we have? 9?
Something like that, yeah.
10?
A lot of them, and not one of them was worth.
Yeah, none of them were good.
Thing.
None of them were good. Like, not one.
Well,
so
A-Rod and Reynolds. But
whatever.
They weren't that good.
No. Dang so, it. And that grievance comes into this year where they still don't seem like they have a plan for, like, now second base and third base, except Kelly Johnson. So I'm just thinking Reed Brignac being back and playing with us next year because they have no plan.
I think someone signed him.
Oh.
But that doesn't stop anything.
What is what Reed Brignac represents?
A Reed Brignac equivalent could end
There will always be a Reed Brignac, even if Reed Brignac is playing somewhere else or
yes.
retired.
So, yeah. Screw Reed Brignac. Screw him.
Hate him.
And Angel Barroa, too.
Oh, my God. Who are these people?
It's not even this year, but I'm still mad.
Yeah, what? That was like 8 years ago.
Yeah, you know what? Sergio Mitre. I have a real problem with him.
Still do.
Just like that guy.
We named a segment on this podcast after him. I hated him so much.
Sidney Ponson? Who likes that guy?
Carl Favano. Eat a Waffles, next grievance?
My grievance is with Mark Teixeira.
Ooh.
Dude.
But sports yapper.
Dude. You're going to come back this year, and I need you to, like, not do that thing where you just like pop the ball up all the time or like strike out on a ball at your ankles. I need you to not do that.
Or roll one over to second
because you like doing that a lot. And I mean, we missed you, but I didn't miss that. So
need some dingers.
I mean, next time, how about you not like kill yourself in the batting cage for like an exhibition tournament?
But America,
so you can actually like help your team that employs you and stuff, and not Lyle Overbay. But stop with pop-ups.
Here's cooking up some good remedy juices.
I really
with your weird tweets. Like, you are so weird.
Get off Twitter.
Just log off and lose your password.
I really do not like watching Mark Teixeira play because he's just not great. He's not the player he was anymore, and it's just not exciting. Like, yeah, he hits home runs and stuff, but, like, he has a lot of, like, pop flies and, like, ground balls. It's like,
I don't think there's anything more frustrating than watching him, like, flail at a ball. Like,
yeah.
Because, like, you know that he can really do some stuff when he's actually, like, on a roll, but
he actually knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
But yeah, like, you know.
And, like, his blowfish face as he's, like, huffing and puffing around the bases.
he hits into the shift every time, and it's like, why?
Would it kill you to go the other way? That's not a pop up.
Nah, I gotta pull the ball.
I know that you want to hit some dingers. I want you to hit some dingers, but like
some doubles
when I not suck the rest of the time.
Yeah, stop trying to hit dingers and just hit dingers.
Do or do not. There is no try.
Yeah, seriously, man. Watch Star Wars.
Here's your answer, Tashara.
Yeah.
That is my grievance.
Yes, Andrew, what is your next grievance?
My next grievance is with Mike Zagurski. What the hell is going on with your body and your neck?
Why are you wider than you are tall?
Human.
That's not normal human behavior.
You make Java look like an Olympic gymnast.
His neck girth is an entity unto itself.
I realize that this is being a little bit mean, but also no. Like...
Is it though?
Like Reed Brignac, you kind of symbolize all these crappy little bullpen arms that like filtered in and out the Jim Millers and all.
But the worst part about it is he actually pitched.
Yeah.
He bottled in from the bullpen. He
actually got into a game.
Yep, I remember that.
Like, I figured he would never see the light of day. He was just there to fill a roster spot. But they actually went out of their way to pitch him. Like, gotta get him in there.
I mean, I think that was also, like, one of those games at Fenway where they were getting killed.
Yeah, but gotta get Zerky in there. I think he was called Zerky.
Zagurskis.
Because Zerky rhymes with jerky, which he apparently eats a lot of.
Whoa. And he's a big one of...
Yeah, here are some pitchers who pitched for the Yankees this year. Chris Buchek, Jim Miller, Cody Epley.
Oh my god, Cody Epley, I forgot all about that.
Sporkle quiz, Cody Epley, what a jerk.
Oh, and and Alberto Gonzalez.
Yes, he did pitch for us.
Yes.
But he was good.
He got his one out, or whatever.
Remember when Dwayne Wise pitched?
That was like last year. But yeah.
I know it wasn't last year, I'm just saying.
I know, but I remember.
It happened.
When Swisher pitched.
When, yeah.
What was that guy's name that had to cut his dreadlocks and look like a bag of
Darn,
poop?
Darn, oh my god.
Looked like a bag of poop, and then he was DFA'd.
Take your hair bag with you, sir.
He kept the hair. He kept it. He probably sleeps with it.
He had delayed grievance to Darnell McDonald's bag of hair.
We got a lot of problems with you.
Oh, yes.
You smell, you're a little gross.
You look like poop.
You just make us all look bad.
Kind of like Brian Roberts.
Kind of like Brian Roberts.
Brian McCann had to shave his ginger beard.
Oh, man.
R.I.P.
Giant baby.
Giant baby McCann.
Baby McCann.
Giant baby. Number 34.
He's always like in a shower, except he's.
Oh, God. I gotta file a grievance with Derek Jeter for breaking into my house.
I was about to ask what your next grievance was.
Yeah, he broke into my house and put me in the hospital.
And also his ankle is horrible.
Hate his ankle.
He got a raise.
Well.
Can I file a grievance with Joe Girardi?
No, that was my next grievance, thank you.
We'll file it already, because...
You can do a joint grievance.
Yeah, we'll combine this grievance.
One can be for Girardi, and one could be for his binder.
Yeah, but, you know, we're talking about Jabba and Hughes and all these people, Nyx.
He willingly kept putting Jabba out there.
That infuriated, like,
winnable games.
Yeah, we all know the result of what's going to happen. Like, down one run, I'll put in Jabba. You do know he's going to give up three or four more runs.
That one against the Orioles.
How was
where
that
he
game?
Grand Slam? Like, that was the most predictable shit that has ever existed.
Like, oh, Jabba's coming in.
He got so bad that we were
predicting
it.
Not one person did not think that was going to result in a Grand Slam.
Only Joe Girardi was surprised.
Yeah.
Yep.
Not even Jabba.
And then he's like, where do you want me to go? Jabba used to be good. And it's like, well, that's...
Oh, my God. That's right. He said that.
Yeah. Well, Joe, it's time to adapt.
used to be is not the present tense.
Like, Dellen's out there, Cabral's out there, I know they're kids, but they're better than...
You used to be good, bro. You gonna go pitch?
I'm gonna go call on Graham Lloyd. I think he's got some, pitches left in him.
Oh, he would. He would if he could.
Let's bring Singleton out of the booth. Let's just fire him up. Let's go.
O'Neal. David Cohen could probably still pitch.
Like, so many questionable decisions with... I understand he didn't have much, but at that point, it's like you realize, why are you throwing Job out?
Anyone else. And, like, Stewart, too, like...
You gotta be creative.
Yeah, exactly. Like, he kept playing Stewart. I'm like, you realize you have kids. You know, especially when Romine was doing well, he started hitting. It's like, nah, I'm still feeling Stewart. Like, really? Because no one else is.
No. Yeah. Not one. The other team is, actually.
The other team's like, sweet!
Yeah. It's like, Joe Girardi is a terrible manager.
I don't think he's a terrible manager. I think he's just, like, too loyal.
And that makes him a terrible manager. I mean, you gotta be able to manage a game. You can't just, like, play favorites and stick with your guys. I mean, you're trying to win ball games. You're not trying to make friends. You know,
why
it's just
can't
like
you do both?
Because you can't. Because sometimes you gotta hurt people's feelings and they gotta cry. Oh no, I can't get into the baseball game because I'm fucking terrible. Wah, Chris Stewart tears. Wah. Oh, I'm sorry, dude. Get over yourself. Either play better or get the fuck out. And then Joe Girardi is like, no, it's okay. I'll give you a hug.
Participation ribbon.
You can play for the next month straight. How's that? Is that better? Will the tears stop? And that's how he manages. He's terrible. And no, he's not the worst manager in the world. Admittedly, you know, we could have Dusty Baker as a manager. But, like...
Spogging up the bases.
He's just, like, Joe Girardi is just, like, so bad, like, at a lot of things that are easily correctable. Putting Jabba Chamberlain in. Stop using him.
He does a very good job managing the bullpen normally, like, keeping the arms fresh, but except for this weakness with Jabba all year.
Yeah. That is the one thing I will compliment him on, is that he does know how to rest guys, even when it's infuriating. But, like, you know, he doesn't burn out anybody in the bullpen. That is the one good thing that, you know, he's good at. And, you know, obviously that's, like, one of the main things that a manager can control in a game. So, you know, you take away that and hire somebody else, you could be taking away, you know, most of what a manager can do well. If, you know, you get a great manager... You get Joe Maddon, but if he burns out every bullpen arm, he could be terrible. Who knows? Whatever. But I hate Joe Girardi. I wish he would go away.
That was like the best grievance airing we've had, I think. Just wanted to do a full tirade. Does anyone have any more grievances left? I think I'm done.
I have a grievance.
Uh-oh. Oh.
Stein babies.
Oh.
Yeah.
Let me tell you how much I do not care about your pinching pennies. Stop it. We have a team that needs to be good, and if you want people to come watch them, they're going to need to be good. And playing shit every day is not making them good. So I don't want to hear about your wah-wah 189. You like print money. Get over it. You can buy Hank some Pop-Tarts at Costco, and they'll be cheaper. And you can save money that way.
Some ramen noodles.
Get him, like, a cricket phone. Get him a cricket phone.
With the big buttons.
Yeah. But I don't want to hear it. You have the money. You need to spend it.
You know, you better not.
And if Tanaka comes over here and you don't get him.
Oh, God.
I just don't have anything to say to you. I will have another grievance.
Could you imagine if they, like, bid on Tanaka but gave, like, a bullshit, like, contract that, like, he was clearly not going to sign? It's like, yeah, we tried.
Well, that will be my grievance with the Stein babies, that I think their negotiating tactics with players is just really bad.
Yep.
Like, I'm not a fan at all.
They don't know when to, like, give in. They don't know when to not give in. Like,
it's like, it seems just like they're going for the splash instead of doing the right thing at times.
Jacoby Ellsbury, we're not going to sign Cano, so here's all the money.
And, again, only $3 million on that deal separated us and Senju Chu. And then they gave Beltran a 3-year deal.
Which I'm okay with giving Beltran a 3-year deal more than whatever that was offered to
you. I was fine with it because I knew it was going to happen. It's just...
Yeah, it's just bizarre.
Yeah, it's very bizarre.
And, again, signing Brian Roberts. I'm like, did you learn nothing from last year? Nothing.
Yes, it just means they need more warm bodies.
They're not even that warm anymore. They're tepid.
You have experience with Brian Roberts' body.
He doesn't have much experience with his body because it keeps breaking.
He's got a tepid body.
Yes. So, yeah. Are we good with grievances?
I think I am grievanced out.
Well, I have a grievance with Ivanova. Do the second half, not the first half. That's all.
That's not really a grievance.
Yes, it is. Don't do what he was doing in the first half of the year. That was horrible.
Don't make us send you down again.
Yeah. Stop. Figure yourself out.
Figure it out, dude.
Also, Pineda's shoulder. Come on. Be a little bit better.
Yeah, seriously. Let's
straighten yourself out.
Let's get in the program. Come on.
Handbands, elbow, like, get it together, son.
Pitch a game.
We need you. Ty Hensley.
You're alive.
Stop breaking.
Get some new hips.
Aaron Judge? Dude, where you at?
You gonna play a game?
You gonna play sometime this century? Did we draft you for nothing?
Ian Clarkin?
Did you like the Yankees jersey you put on at the MLB Network Studios? Because that's the only time you put one on.
All right. On to the feats of strength, where we actually discuss some of the positives of this year. Waffles, I think we all know yours, but please start us off.
Oh, yeah. Greg Bird hit 3 home runs for me.
There it is.
Just for me. And you can doubt this, except for the fact that I was there, so it was special. And it wasn't even like I went to Charleston. He came to me and hit me 3 home runs.
And the security guard had to restrain you, I think.
Yeah, he was not really down for my cheering, but I was excited.
He was taken away by the police.
No.
No, you were when you tried to kidnap J.R. Murphy.
Love you, Greg Bird.
Me, J.R. Murphy.
Andrew.
Feats of strength. I would say my feats of strength is A-Rod destroying Ryan Dempster in that one game. That was pretty good.
That was amazing.
That was the longest home run hit by a Yankee this year, and it was so nice.
And then he celebrated at home plate. Like, that was, like, delicious.
Yeah.
The David Ortiz post.
Like, that was the most delicious thing ever.
And they, like, rallied from down 5 in that game, too. And that was when it seemed like there was still a glimmer of hope that the Yankees would come back, maybe, for a wild card spot.
Yeah, no.
Oh.
Then the second half of September happened, but oh well. That Ryan Dempster game was, though, still, like, so good.
Got it.
Yeah, I mean, what else? He would have walked around the bases with the little finger, though.
All right. Jason, feats of strength.
Wasn't really that much.
Yeah, because Greg Bird didn't hit 3 home runs for you.
That's true. He did not.
What?
I'd say that the time that Bonnova pitched a complete game against the Orioles.
Two complete games.
That's pretty good. Two complete games. Was it both against the Orioles?
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah, that was pretty awesome. That was like, oh my god. Nova's come back and become like the ace of the staff, and he's like insane. That was a great time. Good times were had by all. Nova was probably the best pitcher in the world at that point. Finally.
Finally lived up to his own billing.
It's like everything we wish Phil Hughes could have been, but never was.
I'd say that was pretty strong.
All right. My feat of strength, just one night, I see on Twitter that David Conant followed me. And I mind you, at first I was, because he was just, it was some weird tweets going on. So I was I think someone hacked his account. I was like, so I couldn't be sure. But after a while, it just didn't get taken down. I was like, no, I think this is legit. I think David Conant just followed me on Twitter.
And me.
And Waffles.
And talked to us and said that he loved our site.
Yes, on air. And we're going to count that in the David Cone feats of strength where he mentioned our site on air.
He eventually followed me and he talked to me.
Yeah, I suppose so. But
really, we were the OGs.
Yeah.
Well, he follows me.
I remember just me and Waffles were IMing each other. It's like, oh my god, this is real. David Cohn just followed us on Twitter. We were like giddy freaking children.
Yeah.
It's like, Cody loves us!
Which still happens every time that he talks to us on Twitter, which happens pretty frequently.
I know. That so one post, when he helped us with our canoe loss, we made that post about the it's okay to lay in bed, it's like, only if you have beer, and he's like, man, make it vodka. I was like, oh, yeah, sure.
Yes, sir.
He has like wise words as ever, Coney.
We love you, Coney.
We love you, Coney. Thank you for helping us with our grief and keeping Coney. Michael Kay in his place. And you really need your own show on Yes called The Cone Show something. I don't know.
The Cone Show.
The Cone Zone?
Cone Zone. There you go. Make it happen, Yes. You make it happen.
Dance.
I mean, we don't need, you know, 4 or 5 hours of Michael Kay. Just give me 2 hours of David Cone on The Cone Zone. So,
David
yeah.
Cone still needs his own dance.
All right. Waffles, next feats of strength.
My next feat of strength would be when Joe Girardi went batshit crazy on the umpires when Ryan Dempster hit A-Rod, and he almost punched that one umpire in the face.
Came like inches away from swinging at his jaw.
I don't know what he was doing.
It was beautiful.
And then the press conference after that, he was, like, talking so much.
I have never been such a fan.
Yeah, no,
love
I
love you, Girardi, for that.
Yeah, I will say
hate
that
you for a lot of things, love you for that.
Yeah, when he blows up, he blows up. And I wish he did it more often, because it's amazing.
So funny. He has that, like, vein that, like, pops out, and it's just, like, it was glorious.
I pretty much call him out, like, see what happens when you come to the Bronx. See what happens, like, holy crap.
Someone's gonna get hit.
Yeah, he walked. Somebody's gonna get hit.
He was furious. But yeah,
blood.
Andrew, your feats of strength. Next one.
My feats of strength: Mariano Rivera in September. He just kept pitching ridiculous amounts of innings as the Yankees held on to faint hope of staying in the pennant race. Even when like they're all but done, he was still going like, yeah, two innings. Inning and a half, inning and two thirds, whatever. And then the final game, which we're not going to talk about. But
oh god, you made us record. You know what? That's an airing of grievance right there. You making us record a podcast on that night.
Yeah,
what
that's
were
a...
you thinking?
Whatever.
I was in no mood to host or do anything
except wanted... cry
when...
into my
wallow in my pillow.
When are you in the mood to host?
Always, but not that night. That was horrible.
Whatever.
But continue.
Feats of strength. Mo. He's my hero. And I'm sad that he had to leave. But I'm glad he had a good final season.
Yeah. Oh. Jason, your feats of strength?
Going with the theme of Rivera, I'd say Andy Pettit's last game was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What a way to go out.
He just
burned
the Astros lineup to the ground.
It's just like, oh, excuse me, I'm retiring, so let me just destroy you people. So, I mean, if you got to end your career, I'd end it on a complete game. It was pretty kick-ass.
Yep.
So, you know, he didn't get the big send-off that that Mo did, but that was pretty good. Still, that was a pretty good send-off for him. I mean,
yeah. All right, my next feats of strength is continuing with the Mo theme. This goes to the Minnesota Twins for the Chair of Broken Dreams, which was
the greatest.
Hands down like the best gift he got. It was the most perfect, clever gift anyone gave Mo. Like you pretty much knew at that point. It's like, all right, this sets the bar really high. I mean, I think that even trended on Twitter when it was revealed that that's what the gift was.
Yeah.
And pretty much his unanimous decision, it was the best gift, because it was.
And then the Yankees tried to copy it, and it was just like, eh.
Yeah. It was just
been done.
Yeah. Here's another one, just in case you didn't have enough.
Your wife can sit in this one.
It's like, oh, this is so Yankees right now.
I know. Yeah, thank you, Twins, for that. That was easily the best gift Mo got. And Waffles, next feats of strength.
My next feat of strength would be when Jeter came back from the disabled list and hit a home run in his first at bat.
Well, the second time he came back from the disabled list.
Well, you know what I mean.
Whatever.
It was pretty magical.
The time that he came back from the disabled list.
That one time.
Out of a few.
It was pretty cool.
I mean, there was so little Jeter to go around this season that you got to take that.
It was a pretty epic moment.
Yep.
It made you feel almost like everything was going to be okay.
But Jeter's career is full of, like, these epic moments. Like, I mean, say what you want about, like, all the intangibles and everything else, but dude knows how to set a stage somehow.
Absolutely.
That was one of them.
All right.
History with an exclamation point.
Yeah.
That he did.
Andrew, next feat of strength.
Alfonso Soriano for coming over to the from the Cubs and deciding, hey, I'm gonna hit all the dingers. And he ended up
that was so fun.
He ended up second on the team in home runs, and he just seemed to be hitting home runs whenever he wanted. He's like, alright. And then he was like shooting his fingers at the crowd. It's like, you're awesome.
You're beautiful. I love you.
I love this.
And it was just
it was great.
Yeah, it just seemed to be like I was kind of skeptical. I thought he was like a good signing or a good trade because they needed some kind of right-handed power, but I never expected the power to be so good.
R.I.P. Corey Black.
Oh yeah, the future. But that was so much fun. Hopefully he keeps up at least some of that next year.
It'd be nice, yes. Jason, your next feats of strength.
Oof. They're running out. Just the fact that J.R. Murphy got into the majors and got to play a little bit. I thought that was pretty awesome because it was like, you know, typical, like, you'd think the Yankees would be like, nah, let him rot down in AAA. But they actually brought him up, and it was pretty exciting. I mean, you know, who knows what'll happen with J.R. Murphy. He could be nothing. He could be something. But it was just, Yankees don't get a lot of, you know, rookie excitement. And it was just like a little tiny little bit that was like, yay, this is fun. And I was happy to get that moment. And then he caught Mariano Rivera's last game, and he was totally confused.
That's right.
He's like,
what am I
but
doing?
At least that's something he can tell his kids, at least.
Yep.
That's a great story for him. Like, yeah, I caught the last, you know, the greatest closer ever's last game.
And like he went into the season as like we weren't even really talking about him at all as like any kind of option for the future, but he turned himself into something, like brought him back.
Well, no, it's not like he turned himself into something. It was Chris Stewart's terrible. Bring up someone now.
Well, but I mean, he had the only reason like we even thought of him was because he was having a really good season in Trenton, then in Scranton. So, like before the season, he wasn't really thought of much because he had a down.
Yeah, he wasn't really much. I mean, he was like a good prospect, but he was like, you know, not considered to be like imminently part of the, you know, major league roster.
And he might not in the future, but just the fact he even created potential, because like the year before he only earned a promotion to Trenton because Gary Sanchez needed a promotion for Charleston.
Yeah.
My next feat of strength is Brett Gardner. I got just
the man.
Well, just because I finally got like a almost full season of him before another freak injury took him out. But he did pretty well. You know, full season of Gardner was all right. Wish he'd get on base, you know, walk a bit more than he did, but he also hit more dingers. And he's such a good center fielder. I mean, one of the best examples is, I think it was a game versus the Rays or someone where he made an incredible catch in center field. And either in that game or another game I might have been watching where the same thing was hit to a Rays center fielder and he misses that ball. It's like, yeah, that's what Brett Gardner brings to the game. You know, his defense is incredible. So I hope you're on the team next year. I mean, if you're traded for Nick Franklin or someone, I won't be terribly upset. I will. I'm not going to lie. But I
might follow you.
Yeah, I might go with you.
Just some cries, not all the cries?
A little bit of the feels, yes. But, yeah.
Andrew will make you record that night.
Yeah,
I will.
Welcome to the Pinstripe Belly Podcast, son of a bitch. So, yeah, Gardner. Got that Southern Comfort running through my veins. If you could change that song, too. I mean, I find it funny, but, you know, please. Oh, and D-Rob, if you could change your song, too, I'd be happy about that, too. All right.
Waffles. Make something intimidating.
Yes. Sweet Home Alabama is intimidating. No, it is not.
Like, oh, I'm comfortable.
Waffles, next feat of strength.
There were so few.
I know. I think we're about out.
Yeah. Thanks for all the dingers, Robbie.
Oh no.
See what you've,
now we have to end it.
See what you've done.
I know.
Now we're, yeah. Now we're crying.
I'm gonna go drink now.
Oh no.
We apologize to any of our listeners if she starts going in a drunken tirade. But yeah, I guess we should thank Robinson Cano for all he did for us.
He was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Actually enjoyable to watch.
My favorite player for like 9 years.
Enjoy your Ortiz beer.
Oh god.
Oh, why you gotta do that, Robbie? I know you feel the need to branch out now that you're outside of your dad's house, but come on.
It's so hideous.
Really hideous.
Felix, if you're listening, why are you listening? And make him shave it.
I mean,
if you're listening, what the hell are you doing listening?
You know what? Maybe I should set my expectations better. Justin Smoke, you're not doing anything.
Because you're sure not doing anything.
You might not even be on the Mariners.
Montero, I know you're listening, Bo. You still love us, right? Yeah?
Yeah?
Does anybody know Spanish?
No. Sorry about your car accident.
We had a car accident.
Los Cientos.
Montero.
When?
In the Winter League.
In Venezuela.
He couldn't play. Because he lacerated his knuckles.
Jesus.
Lo siento, Jesus.
This is like the most miserable career ever.
I know.
It had such promise, and then...
And he went to Seattle.
And then
Mariner. Seattle.
And then Jagsy.
That's what happens if you become a Mariner.
Oh, Robbie. What are you doing?
I miss Cano already.
I'm gonna miss
saying and typing this game is easy whenever he hits a dinger.
God.
Because it really was easy for him.
Oh yeah.
Or cries for Agua.
Agua. Poor Agua.
His throw was so strong to first base too. Like his motion was just so fluid.
No more.
Don't you know?
He doesn't hustle.
Ugh. It's right there. There's an airing of grievance right there.
What a bomb.
Us, we did,
all those people who said,
we did
airing
grievances
hustle.
About Michael K.
Oh, man. This is...
God, Michael K. I'm grieving Michael K's existence. Yeah, Michael K. I hope you're listening.
Next time there's like an epic moment, like somebody needs to muzzle you.
He was pretty quiet during the Mo thing, at least.
He was. I was really surprised.
It was a rare moment.
Really surprised.
Probably because he was all crying.
He was actually quiet during the Jeter thing, too.
Jeter?
Like the second time.
Oh, when he had a home
run. Oh, no, the first time, too. The first time when Jeter came back, he was pretty quiet. He just let the crowd do his thing. You know what? I'll throw a feat of strength out to Vin Scully. Having, like, watching him call a Yankees game and just hearing his stories about players and Mo and Jeter and stuff, that was excellent, you know? Just the polar opposite of listening to someone like Michael Kay.
I mean, Vin Scully is the guy who can talk about, oh yeah, I went ice skating with Jackie Robinson, and I beat him.
Yeah.
While we have Lou Piniella, who's like, I don't want to compare this trade to rape, but it was kind of like rape.
Good job, yes.
Also, thanks. John Flaherty.
Oh. Airing of grievance right there.
Airing a grievance for John Flaherty for taking to Twitter to be like, hey, it's part of the game that catchers get concussions.
Man up.
Like, dude, like, come on. You are a terrible catcher. And just because, I don't even know, did he suffer a concussion? Like, let's go to his injury file. He probably did. Who knows? Who the hell knows? But did it ruin his career? Probably not, because he just kept playing. He's terrible.
Badly.
So it's like, oh, it's just part of the game. Yeah, well, you know what? When you're like a multi-million dollar home run hitting catcher and then you get a concussion that limits your ability to play for, you know, ever, like, you, how about you talk?
Yeah, I'm sure Posada's like, yeah, sure. Whatever, Flash.
There was a writer that said the same thing. And it's just like, oh my God, you're a writer. Stop. Jack Curry. Jack Curry said that.
Oh, yeah. Like, Jack Curry, what are you doing?
Like, get out of here.
You know, I'm tempted to give a feats of strength to Mike Francesa for just dealing with the A-Rod interview. It's like, oh, A-Rod's here. All right, let's just ask him everything. You know what? I'm giving a feat of strength to A-Rod to have the audacity and the balls just to go on air and say he never did anything.
Oh, my God.
That was one of the best moments I've seen on television this year. Where Francesa had a flat out, like, did you do stairs? Like, nope, never did anything. It's like, wow.
Yeah.
That took balls of stupidity or something. I don't know. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. It's crazy. Insane.
But that's what it is. It's crazy.
It's absolutely cray-cray.
Yeah.
It is cray-cray.
Totes cray-cray.
Should we give ourselves feats of strength?
Well, I got some airing of grievances with you guys. You guys recorded a podcast without me.
You guys did a podcast without me.
You fell asleep.
Well, that was just still without me because you showed up late, Greg.
Andrew and I have been here.
Yep.
All of them.
Oh, I'm sorry. I can only record on
this
day. Well,
Andrew's the guy that records
because I have finals
to charge, so
you can't really do the podcast without me unless one of you wants to edit it.
Nope.
Yeah, Tanya's the only one that's been on every single episode of the Pinstripe Alley podcast.
That's right.
All 31.
Wow.
This is 31.
So we're just your co-hosts.
Well, yeah. That's why I have you hired.
I offered her the hosting job, and she's like, nope.
Not editing that shit.
Not even hosting. But yes, I guess we can give ourselves a pat on the back. Good job, everyone.
Good effort. Good job to Jason, who writes more than like 6 writers combined.
Yes, seriously. Yep.
And to Matt F2 for all the gifts.
Yes.
Yes.
No, seriously, Jason, I don't miss doing the news at all. Like, it was my least favorite part of when I was actually somewhat quality writer here.
I've got it down to a science.
You really do, and it's a work of art.
And Andrew, for writing like thousands of words about really old Yankees.
Just
like a feat of strength if I ever saw one.
No, him editing this podcast is a feat of strength because for all our listeners, the stuff we edit out or the stuff Andrew edits out,
it would get us fired.
It'd get us jailed.
Like, we probably send him to the gallows. The United States doesn't even do that anymore.
We'll make an exception for these bloggers.
We really don't hear half the horrible things we say.
Get those damn bloggers.
I'll give a feat of strength to Tanya for sifting through those minor league stats every day. Because, like, I filled in for her, like, I don't know, once or twice, and it was such a bitch. Like, oh my god, how does she do this every day?
Who gives a crap about Fooling Quo?
Fooling Quo, no!
Or,
let's give her, no, we do need to give Waffles a lot of credit for, well, that's it, she came on and took over the site, and it's been flourishing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
it's all thanks to you, really.
She's not making us say these things.
No, she's not. There's no gun pointed at my head right now.
There's no gun.
I am not under threat of termination.
There probably should be a gun, but there is no gun.
Didn't say anything about cannon.
Yeah.
There's definitely a cannon pointed at us. So yes, congratulations, Waffles, on a wonderful year of...
A wonderful year of doing whatever the hell we've been doing.
Yes.
And Greg Bird.
And Greg Bird.
Congratulations on Greg Bird.
Thank you. I take full credit for Greg.
Congratulations. It's a Greg Bird.
I take credit for David Cohn. So.
I take credit for nothing.
Who else can we give a feat of strength to? Matt F1 for doing weekend recaps?
Oh, for I'd like to give a feat of strength to Jesse.
Jesse definitely gets a feat of strength because he's the man.
He is the man who should be the man.
He wrote a free agent target post for Fernando Rodney. So,
Francisco Rodriguez.
Oh,
yeah, even worse.
He's a saint.
We love you, Jesse, and we're really not just saying this. We say it, like, all the time.
I'm going to, you know, I'm going to give a shout-out to your twin Pancakes, or our newest writer/editor, Caitlin, because, well, she's kind of agreed to do West Coast recaps for us, and I cannot stress enough how much we East Coast writers hate doing West Coast recaps, especially, like, four-hour games in Anaheim or wherever. So the fact that she's kind of agreed to help us out with that really makes, like, all the difference in the world. So thank you, Pancakes.
Jayscape gets a feat of strength. Thanks for coming back, dude.
Harlan.
I'm gonna throw out a feat of strength for Harlan because I swear his posts make me laugh. That, like, not only his posts make me laugh, but his articles are, like, I'm really glad we got him to work for us.
He has a 70 grade blogging name.
Although it does sadly we lose out on the one of my favorite usernames in Let's Talk About Text Baby.
At least he's still Let's Talk About Text Baby in the editor.
Yes. I have lost my I'm giving you a raise thing in that regard.
You have lost your raise.
I've lost my raise.
You never had your raise.
At Provenzano, because he joined us on the podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks to you for joining us and
our madness.
Listening
and
to us.
That's it. Continuing
rant
with the matchup.
And surviving the
history
Chronicles.
Of Speedation, Pinchar Valley. Thank you. Feat of strength to Eric Simon, being a boss.
Oh, man.
Creating
all the widgets. All the widgets.
That make blogging so much easier. We are not worthy. You're not worthy.
You know, I'm going to shout out to LTL, who again joins me for nachos. And it's nice to actually, when none of my friends, other friends can go, like, it's nice that he can join me for a game and just sit and bullshit about stuff. And he got me, actually, I think that was last year too, but when he got me those seats for the Freddy Garcia thing, that was pretty sweet.
And it's a feat of strength for winning our trivia contest.
Oh, woo-hoo. Yeah.
I'm also going to throw out a feat of strength to the SB Nation higher up. And this is actually not sucking up because when I went to a meeting, they gave me tickets to that Yankees-Orioles game on Sunday. And I was in a seat and I caught my second foul ball ever that, mind you, Ichiro Suzuki hit.
Oh,
and
your second?
My first was Bernie Williams on July 11th, 1997. Or no, June 11th, 1997. Caught my Bernie Williams saw ball. It was the happiest moment of my life. But so I will thank the SB Nation higher ups for sending me LTL and Corey Bredeman to that game. It was awesome. I mean, the catching the Ichiro pop up was awesome. The only downside is that it was the second blown game that Mo had of the year, and LTL and I agreed never to go to Yankee games together that year or this year because of it. Because we were at both Mo blown games, the one against the Mets and the one against the Orioles. So that was our fault. Yeah, sorry, guys.
Ooh.
Anybody else?
Just to all our staff, really. I mean, in case we missed anybody.
Feat of strength to Mike Trout for being a Yankee, right?
In 2018, yeah.
No, probably 2030 when he's almost dead.
Oh. He was good once, right? Let's sign him.
20 years ago.
We'll miss you, Mo.
Let's not get into Mo.
Oh.
No, no Mo. No Mo.
Feat of strength to alcohol for getting through the years.
Yeah, feat of strength to gifts.
Love you, alcohol. Love you.
I love gifts.
Always and forever.
Love you, gifts. Love you, alcohol.
So much.
Alcohol and gifts. Get me through the day. Save my life.
All right, so that's it. I guess that's it for 2013. I got nothing else. This Yankee year needs to just go the hell away and start anew in 2014.
Even though we did sign Brian Roberts and Jacoby Ellsbury,
Carlos
and Brian McCann.
They'll be fine.
And Carlos Beltran. It'd be cool. Nah, don't worry.
They'll be fine.
Get to Tanaka, woo!
Hopefully.
Bring me Tanaka for New Year's, late Christmas.
For Festivus.
Please.
For Festivus, yes.
We do need a Festivus miracle.
I'm holding out for a hero. It's you, Masahiro.
Oh my god.
Oh. We're ending right now on that.
I can't hear that spike. Hirogi Kuroda and Masahiro Tanaka.
There would be too many heroes.
So many heroes.
And CC heroes.
Nope.
Nah.
Mike Hero Pineda.
Oh.
On that note.
Yes. So
let him go.
F off 2013. Go F yourself. I'm not even joking.
The end.
And just, you know, just like in 2013 and 2014, you can subscribe, comment on iTunes to the Pinstripe Alley podcast. You can follow us on Twitter at Pinstripe Alley and on our second funner GIF one at Yankees GIFs. You can join us on the blog at pinstripealley.com. Feel free to comment and post. We'll be sending out tweet bag questions. I guess a feat of strength or both an airing of grievances also to tweet bag.
And that's the show.
You can
that's
leave a right. review for us like Matt F. did.
Yeah. Feat of strength for that
Matt F. won.
Unless we don't like it, in which case you don't. Shouldn't like it.
Don't even try.
So for Waffles or Tanya, Jason, and Andrew, I'm Greg Kirkland, and again, F off 2013. We will see you next year, which will hopefully be a better Yankee season.